we're going to talk about this week's Republican presidential debate in Manchester, New Hampshire. Who were the candidates? Who were the winners? Who were the losers? And were there any surprises along the way? Joining us to talk about the great debate in the Granite State are two men who debated each other back in 1992. Former President George Herbert Walker Bush.
Good morning, Stevie. Good to be here.
And former President William Jefferson Clinton.
Hi, Stevie. Great to be with you.
Gentlemen.
And Diane.
Hello.
Gentlemen, what are your initial thoughts about the debate this week? President Bush, will begin with you.
Well, Stevie, I thought it was an excellent debate, and I was delighted that the candidates focused on Barack Obama and his dismal record rather than on each other. I thought it was very good.
All right. President Clinton.
Stevie, with the exception of Ron Paul, I thought they looked like a typical group of millionaire country club Republicans. And I found most of them quite boring, except for Michelle Bachmann. She had my undivided attention.
Well, let's meet the seven presidential contenders who debated each other last Monday night. CNN's John King moderated the debate, and here's how he introduced the candidates. And by the way, gentlemen, feel free to make a quick comment after each of them is introduced. From the debate is CNN's John King.
However, we will continue a tradition from our past New Hampshire debates to ask each candidate in one short sentence, hopefully 5, maybe 6 or 7 seconds, to introduce themselves to the voters of New Hampshire and the United States of America. Let me begin with an example. I'm John King with CNN. I am honored to be your moderator tonight, and I am thrilled to be back in Red Sox Nation. Now let's start at the end of the stage with Senator Rick Santorum.
Hello, New Hampshire. I'm Rick Santorum. I served 12 years representing Pennsylvania in the United States Senate, but I also have substantial executive experience making the tough decisions of balancing budget and cutting spending. Karen and I are the parents of 7 children.
Wonderful, wonderful. Boring.
Hi, my name is Michelle Bachmann. I'm a former federal tax litigation attorney. I'm a businesswoman. We started our own successful company. I'm also a member of the United States Congress. I'm a wife of 33 years. I've had 5 children, and we are the proud foster parents of 23 great children. And it's a thrill to be here tonight in the Live Free or Die state. Thank you.
She is terrific. She is hot.
I'm Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House. And when 14 million Americans are out of work, we need a new president to end the Obama depression.
Go get him, Newt. There's the Gingrich who stole Christmas.
I'm Mitt Romney, and it's an honor to be back at St. Anselm. Hopefully I'll get it right this year. And appreciate the chance to be with you and to welcome my wife. And I have 5 sons, as you know, 5 daughters-in-law, 16 grandkids. The most important thing in my life is to make sure their future is bright and that America is always known as the hope of the earth. Thank you.
Looks presidential to me.
Yeah, president of the country club.
I am Congressman Ron Paul. I've been elected to the Congress 12 times from Texas. Before I went into the Congress, I delivered babies for a living and delivered 4,000 babies. Now I would like to be known and defend the title that I am the champion of liberty and I defend the Constitution. Thank you.
Very patriotic.
Yeah, but a little goofy if you ask me.
Good evening. I'm Tim Pawlenty. I'm a husband. My wife Mary and I have been married for 23 years. I'm the father of 2 beautiful daughters, Anna and Mara. I'm a neighbor, and I'm running for president of the United States because I love America. But like you, I'm concerned about its future. I've got the experience and the leadership and the results to lead it to a better place.
He's good. He's good.
He's got plenty of nothing.
Hello, I'm Herman Cain. I am not a politician. I am a problem solver with over 40 years of business and executive experience, father of 2, grandfather of 3, and I'm here tonight because it's not about us, it's about those grandkids. Happy to be here in New Hampshire. Right.
There's the businessman. I love his pizza.
All right, there you have it, gentlemen. We've heard your quick comments about each of the candidates, but did any of them really stand out in your opinion? President Bush?
Stevie, I thought they all stood out. Every one of them would make a good president. I'm convinced of it.
President Clinton?
Stevie, let me be frank. Rick Santorum is a fanatic. Newt Gingrich is an egomaniac. Tim Pawlenty is a geek. Ron Paul is a kook. Mitt Romney is a snob. Herman Cain does make great pizzas. And Michelle Bachmann? Michelle Bachmann was the real standout in that group. I thought she was outstanding, and I hope she gets elected president just so I can see her on the news every day. Heck, I might even vote for her myself.
Well, who did you think won the debate? Who do you think was the biggest loser? President Bush.
Stevie, I really hate to pick a winner before the voters have had their say. Wouldn't be prudent. But I do think President Obama was the loser because all of the candidates talked about his dismal record.
President Clinton.
Stevie, I thought all of them looked like losers, all of them except Michelle Bachmann. She looked like a president, a sorority president, but I just love sorority presidents, and I'd love to see President Bachmann in the White House. Moreover, I'd love to give her advice, you know, president to president. And the more I look at Michelle Bachmann, the more I agree with President Bush about President Obama's dismal record. We need President Bachmann in the White House on January 20th, 2013.
Well, gentlemen, on that point of agreement, I thank you both for sharing your presidential opinions, and I thank you for being with us. And now it's time for us to visit our point-counterpoint team of Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona, and Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat of Massachusetts. Good morning, gentlemen. Can you hear me all right?
Good morning, my friend. I hear you just fine. Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane. I hear you loud and clear as always.
Gentlemen, we've been talking about the Republican debate in New Hampshire this morning.
I didn't know there was a Republican debate in New Hampshire this morning.
No, I'm sorry. This morning we've been talking about the debate in New Hampshire that occurred last Monday night.
Oh, well, I knew about that one, Stevie. As a matter of fact, I watched it and kind of wish I'd been there myself.
Well, Senator McCain, Congressman Frank, what were your impressions of the candidates and the debate? Winners, losers, highlights, lowlights?
Stevie, I liked the part where they played this or that, especially Mitt Romney's reply.
Well, then let's listen to some of the answers the candidates gave when they played this or that. Once again, here's CNN's John King, the moderator.
Congresswoman Bachmann, to you. Elvis or Johnny Cash?
Oh, that's really tough. That's really both. Both. Yeah.
Both.
I've got Christmas with Elvis on my iPod.
Mr. Speaker, Dancing with the Stars or American Idol?
American Idol.
American Idol it is. Congressman Paul, BlackBerry or iPhone?
BlackBerry.
BlackBerry it is. Mr. Cain, deep dish or thin crust?
Deep dish.
Governor Romney, to you now. Imagine you're getting to the barbecue joint. Maybe it's here in New Hampshire, maybe it's South Carolina, ordering some wings. Spicy or mild?
Oh, spicy. Absolutely. And by the way, Bruins are up 4-0.
Governor right. Pawlenty, to you. Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Coke it is. A good swift answer there.
There is the this or that segment. Congressman Frank, back to you. What did you like about Governor Romney's response?
Well, Stevie, first of all, I appreciate Mitt Romney's rugged good looks. But I also appreciated his update about the Boston Bruins, who, as you probably know, beat the Vancouver Canucks on Wednesday night and brought the Stanley Cup back to Boston for the first time in 39 years. Hooray, Bruins!
Senator McCain, any thoughts about this or that?
Stevie, my friend, do we have time for this?
Yes, sir.
Well, I thought that there... answers were very interesting, especially Governor Pawlenty's choice of Coke over Pepsi. There go his campaign contributions from the Pepsi-Cola company. But my favorite debate highlight, if we have time, is this one I brought with me this morning. I think you have a copy there.
Yes, sir, I do. Yep, it's Senator McCain's favorite debate highlight. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
And this is a tough one, depending on who you ask. The Houston Chronicle has called it a big win for Texas. But Ohio Democratic Senator Brown, your colleagues in the Senate, has called it a job-killing trade agreement. Senator Clinton, you've campaigned in South Texas. You've campaigned here in Ohio. Who's right?
Well, can I just point out that in the last several debates, I seem to get the first question all the time. And I don't mind. I'll be happy to field them, but I do find it curious. And if anybody saw Saturday Night Live, you know, maybe we should ask Barack if he's comfortable and needs another pillow. I just find it kind of curious that I keep getting the first question on all of these issues, but I'm happy to answer it. You know, I have been...
Wait a minute. Senator, that's not from Monday night's debate. That's from Hillary Clinton's debate with Barack Obama, Ohio, 3 years ago.
Oh, I know it is, my friend, but it's still my favorite debate highlight. They had a lot of fun with it on Saturday Night Live.
Yes, and we've had some fun talking about debates this morning, and we're going to come back in just a moment. We are back here on 93.5, 95.3 at the New Connect FM, and now, ladies and gentlemen, it's former President George W. Bush. Good morning, Mr. President.
Howdy, Stevie. Howdy, Diane.
Hi.
Mr. President, we've been talking about presidential debates this morning. I wonder if you have maybe a favorite debate moment to share with us today?
As a matter of fact, I do. This clip, which I think you have a copy of.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It's from the 1980 debate between Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan. And I have a feeling we might be hearing these words again next year in the debate between Barack Obama and his Republican opponent. See if these words don't fit the situation America finds itself in today. Hit it.
Next Tuesday is Election Day. Next Tuesday, all of you will go to the polls. You'll stand there in the polling place and make a decision. I think when you make that decision, it might be well if you would ask yourself, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Is it easier for you to go and buy things in the stores than it was 4 years ago? Is there more or less unemployment in the country than there was 4 years ago? Is America as respected throughout the world as it was? Do you feel that our security is as safe, that we're as strong as we were 4 years ago? And if you answer all of those questions yes, why then I think your choice is very obvious as to who you'll vote for. If you don't agree, if you don't think that this course that we've been on for the last 4 years is what you would like to see us follow for the next four, then I could suggest another choice that you have. This country doesn't have to be in the shape that it is in. We do not have to go on sharing in scarcity with the country getting worse off, with unemployment growing. We talk about the unemployment lines. If all of the unemployed today were in a single line, allowing 2 feet for each one of them, that line would reach from New York City to Los Angeles, California. All of this can be cured, and all of it can be solved.
Wow. You're right, Mr. President. If the election were being held next Tuesday, these words from Ronald Reagan would certainly come back to haunt Barack Obama today.
Yeah, I kind of think so, too, Stevie. I mean, this economy's not doing so hot right now.
Yeah.
In any case, I've got to run. Laura says it's time to take Barney for a walk. Oh, and by the way,
yeah,
I'm talking about Barney, our dog, not Congressman Barney Frank.
Thank you, Mr. President. Have a nice walk. And now, ladies and gentlemen, back with Bill Melberg. Man, the words of Ronald Reagan, 1980, wow.
Right on.
Well, if I were running today on the Republican side, I think I would.
Yeah.
As Ronald Reagan said.
Yeah, you have the attribute, but I mean, boy, you could almost go there, couldn't you? It's been so long. Whole generation doesn't even know of that particular minute
back
and a half.
To what James Carville said in 1992 when we had a little recession that George Bush had a problem with. And, James Carville told Bill Clinton, it's the economy, stupid.
Yeah, right. it's still going to, the whole year is going to be about the economy, isn't it?
I think it is.
Yeah.
But I still like that Michelle Bachman.
I tell you what, no, she impressed, I think. There's no question. And she's a tiny thing. She's not very big, is she?
Well, she comes across better on television.
listen, and boy, you have somebody that has been out front with all the Tea Party stuff. And by the way, the Tea Parties have a lot of Democrats in them. They're being painted right wing. It's a whole bunch of different people that just simply want less government. And Michelle Bachmann's been on the forefront of that. And then she had 23 foster kids on top of the five kids. Wow. Right. That's a lot of stuff there.
That's a lot of milk in the morning and cereal.
I don't know.
But and of course you have the triplets and yeah. Nathaniel, so you know that doesn't seem like very many.
No,
kids
it doesn't. I tell you what though, a guy that's fun, you have to work on this guy, Herman Cain, because I mean he's fun to listen
that's
to.
Right.
Deep dish.
Yeah. My favorite line was in Atlanta when Herman Cain says, "Do you want a Lita or do you want a Rita?"
Well, you know what he calls himself.
What's he call himself?
The Herminator.
Yeah.
The Herminator.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's got probably zero chance, but I like him. I really do. If he could get money and actually get somebody to donate
right?
to him, I think last I heard he had $200,000.
Yep, that's yep. Quarter
not,
million dollars.
Not very much money, yeah. So he'll need money. I think Barack Obama's going to have $1 billion.
Yeah.
But he better have several million new jobs by then, or I think it's going to be tough. At the job rate at 9.1.
Well, Mitt Romney, the last time around, spent a fortune in Iowa and did not get the nomination.
Right.
Yeah, that's
John
true.
John McCain barely spent a thing, my friend.
Yeah. Well, I think Mitt's not, he's not messing much with Iowa this time. I think he's headed toward New Hampshire. I think
Michelle didn't work out the last time. So.
Yeah, well, you got Tim Pawlenty and Michelle Bachmann probably going to do quite well there, I would think, because...
Well, I don't know. He's got plenty of nothing. And, of course, I'm just joking. You know,
I know. It's fun. It's fun. Well, Bill,
we didn't even mention Congressman, what's his name?
Yeah, that guy, Tony Wynier. Yeah, I mean... Yeah.
Yes, Mr. Wynier.
Yeah. Hey, listen, buddy. Thanks. This will be up on podcast at myconnectfm.com, and we'll edit out my mistake.
That's right.
All right. It'll sound better online. Hey, Bill.
Have a good weekend,
thank
everybody.
You, buddy. Appreciate Bill Melberg. You can learn about Bill at an eveningwiththepresidents.com and eveningwiththepresidents.com.